my kicks and my snares the old way of getting the sample to behave, I would say. If I wanted to brighten it ever, I would just do a saturator on top of it. Now I'm more inclined to actually go and look for the right sample rather than just try to tweak it with a saturator. And then I also have this glue compressor on here at the end after, you know, doing some EQ. If we look at this sound here, this was my kick. You can see the sample's trigger. So basically, I cut off some of the low end, let's just say, of this kick by messing with this thing here. Then I did some EQing on the kick. It looks like I took off some of the low end, probably to make room for the bass. Then I have some EQ8, which is just kind of scooping out some of the lows in the kick. You know, it's weird. For some reason, I find myself doing this a lot, where I'm scooping out all of the lows around this region, maybe even a little down here or even here of my kicks. And I think the main reason for that is just trying to make room for the bass. Sometimes, yeah, you can boost the highs. This is kind of weird. It looks like I boosted the highs, then boosted them again with this saturator, and then lowered them again. A lot of experimenting going on here. But yeah, that's one way you can manipulate your kicks to get the sound you want. In hindsight, it's probably better just to pick the kick that fits in the mix the best rather than doing this stuff.